East Coast Breakfast.
You think you know people, hey? You think you know them, and then they surprise you with this. I didn't know this. I still, it's like I'm having a Mandela moment. You know when like everyone else knows something? And like I have no recollection, no memory, no nothing. I didn't even see an empty packet of Foxy's snacks. What are they called? What are they even called?
When Darren finished school, varsity, he was working already.
I had a job.
Foxy's.
Anyway, I don't remember. So it does beg the question, what was your favorite snack when you were at school and you would get it from the tuck shop and you have wonderful core memories about this snack? We asked you to let us know, 061-792-9495.
Good morning, breakfast team. My favorite childhood snack has to be Holy Moly's. They were absolutely divine.
Yes.
Hi, Darren, Common, and Sky. Listen, when I tell you that I agree, Foxy Necks and Foxy Puffs are the goated snacks of all time.
Yes.
And the trick was they had to be eaten out of your blazer pockets. Otherwise, they just couldn't taste it.
Really?
Stuff them in your blazer pocket and eat them during class. That was the trick. That paired with an apple munch.
Oh my goodness, an apple munch now.
We need another day for that. Can I tell you what people are saying on Facebook?
Okay.
Because there's a lot of people saying Foxy Necks and Foxy Puffs, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Jasmine says Hula Hoops.
Yes.
Yeah,
I remember those.
Smoked beef chips.
Yes.
You know what those are?
Yeah, you had them in every
there we go. And
those.
Then pick and mix chocolates. You don't get that anymore, like where all those chocolates were out and then you'd pick like different little ones.
Yes.
Very long time ago.
Yes.
Okay.
Not that long ago for me.
Chili.
Yeah.
From Laurisha. Knickknacks.
Yeah.
From Lito.
Yeah.
More Foxy Necks. Thick sliced buttered bread from Reka Nice.
All of these
Triple
I get.
X mints from Zainab. Milk lollies from Denise.
Yes.
Cheese snacks, Putuma. And then cheese snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No. Creoles from Franklin.
Yes.
I don't know what those are.
They were like a prawn flavored.
Okay. Somebody says Schutz's chips, Dane. Thick milkshakes and Gino Giannelli ice cream.
Yeah.
La Bamba chips and Popeye sherbet from Shanice.
Yeah, Popeye sherbet. Yeah, it's a
vibe. Seven's chocolate from Keish. What's that? I don't know. So, Rocky says Chomp. And Durky. Remember Durky?
Durky.
Marzon Durky.
I loved Durky.
Yeah. So,
now, all of these. This, I think you guys are joking. There's a prank. You're pranking me. You're radio pranking me.
Yes.
Why?
With Foxy's. There's no such thing.
Huh. Oh, okay. But look,
Darren
the man.
Moore, look at me.
Oh, I'm salivating.
Carmen, what do I have?
He's got beautiful. As you can see, there's a fox on the packaging, a little orange sly fox.
Is this a good flavor?
This is the best flavor.
The green one's got the green flavor,
which is freaking chutney. There's salt and vinegar, which are blue, and then I think there's barbecue as well. Can I swap with Darren? I want the green because
Listen, Darren has to taste the best one.
You've got to taste the best one first.
So after the show,
I went all over looking for them, and they were all sold out, and I had to send Sky to very far away.
Yes, I found them in Westville.
Yeah.
Somewhere in Westville.
Yeah.
Like, it's already open.
I just opened it.
Okay, go for it. Try it. Change your life.
I said I was going to take.
Okay, go. Change your life.
I will prove you that confident.
Yes. And then you see how perfect it fits into your blazer. It's a blazer size.
Darren, wait. No, you don't take two. You take like
You put them in your mouth. You're starving. Break.
Yes, that's why.
You don't have a lot of time.
Right,
okay,
there you go.
Okay, so go for it. I'm going to do the salt and
vinegar. Don't have a lot of time.
I don't want to open these ones. I want to save them. Please give me those, Darren. No, I don't want salt and vinegar.
I want green.
Oh,
your life. Can I try some? Try the salt and vinegar.
It's got a lot of air in it.
They're amazing. Can I have the green?
I have the blue.
He doesn't want to share them with me.
Are you?
You are not a nice friend.
Okay. Hey, and?
We share here.
So it's a maize chip snack.
Oh, my word.
It's got a hell of a lot of air.
Takes me right back.
Are you sure there's no tartar sauce?
And if you put them in your school sandwich, change your life.
In the sandwich. So if mom made you like a ham and cheese,
anything,
you put
these
in there
in.
With
oh.
the tomato. The soggy tomato and the crispy crisps changes it.
Everything.
Darren, don't give us the history of Foxy's.
Wow.
Don't read the page. What do you think, bruh?
That's great.
Yes.
I can imagine being, how old were you?
High school.
15?
Yeah, from 15, 16, 18.
40, 50, and then this was the thing, hey?
This was.
And you guys said I didn't have a life.
This was the Dubai chocolate. Of school.
This was the original Dubai viral chocolate.
100%.
But it was much, much cheaper.
That's good. It's good. I still can't believe that This is literally a Mandela moment. You know, like the thing, like something happened on a timeline and you
didn't.
This was not on my radar. I don't remember the fox, the pack, the packaging, the taste is like, it just tastes like aerated maize chip.
The flavor. It's just crispy.
There you have it.
Perfection.
Well, guys, Common and Sky, thank you.
Out of 10. Come on, give us something.
That's
out of 10.
Solid 6.5.
Ah.
What?
No, not the blue one, the green one.
The green one.
Taste again? The green one.
The salt and vinegar is pretty good.
The flavor's amazing.
Chutney.
Mm-hmm.
No, bro, that's like, okay. That's
so
wild.
What's that rating out of 10?
Yeah, it's a 7.5 there. Maybe an 8.
Ooh,
first thing in the morning and you haven't
had
breakfast, maybe it goes up to a 9.
Nice. Okay, we'll take the 9. From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.